I don't think there's ever been a day that I regretted what I did or what decisions I made. We always made the decisions in what we believed to be in the best interest of the district. That means in the best interest of the students themselves. Now, you're right. When we got into financial problems several years ago, we had several community meetings. Myself and some of the other board members insisted that everything be public. We had several large public meetings, but we handled them appropriately, procedurally accurate, and we gave people opportunities to explain their positions and what have you. I don't think there is any ill will or hard feelings about changing the T&I building, reducing its processes, some of the layoffs and things we had to do. We always worked for the betterment of the students, and secondarily, we wanted to assist the teachers in holding on to their jobs. I think we got the job done. Today, we have to continue to worry about those things because funding for public schools is a crazy thing, and I'd like to talk with you or somebody for hours about that because it's taken me a long time to learn it, what's going on, but I think I understand it at this point. But my point is, yeah, those were tough times, and particularly the closure of Kissinger School in Merrill was probably the most difficult time. By the same token, I'm sure some people thought it was the wrong decision, but there's no question in my mind but that it was the right decision. And our students have been benefited more, I firmly believe, through the closure of that school. But that was the tougher thing than the actual reduction in various classes and what have you.